Hello, everybody, and welcome to Patriotic Weekly Review, episode number 55. Now, tonight, as always, we are live on YouTube, and we are also live, as always, on RadioAlbion.com. Now, tonight is a very different show than what we had planned. We, of course, had Emily Eustace planned for tonight's show, but because of the very, very sad news, because of the passing of our dear friend and comrade, Simon Harris, the show is going to be a tribute to Simon's life and Simon's work. Now, if you want to contribute tonight, the entropy is still live, because I know some people chat in entropy, but I suggest you do not donate tonight to the show, but instead donate to the GoFundMe set up by Secret Sources, Dion Moller. The GoFundMe is a tribute fund to Simon Harris. It was meant to buy him a wreath, but it has vastly exceeded the amount of money needed for a wreath. But please keep giving, because this money will be passed to Simon's family. Obviously, if you want to still contribute to PA or to myself, you are free to, but I suggest you give to the GoFundMe. If you want to contact me as ever after the show for any of these matters, please do so via the email mark at the Fall of Western Man. Now, as the entropy is still open, you can still, if you want something reading out, give a small nominal super chat and we'll read it out. Or you can ask a question as always or make a statement, and the best ones will be read out at the end of the show. So if you have anything you do want reading out in memory of Simon, the whole show's about Simon Harris. So as I said, you do not have to donate, and I suggest all donations are made to Simon's memorial fund. The GoFundMe link will be repeatedly dropped into the chat, and it is also in the description of the show. So if you wish to donate there, and that money will go to Simon's family. Now, because it is a very sad time and we want to honour Simon and his life's work, and that's very important, this show isn't just to mourn Simon, but it is to celebrate Simon's work. It's going to be a different format. It is an open house, and I will be sending out the link to join repeatedly throughout the night in different Telegram groups. And I hope that people like Laura, I hope people like Chris, people like Horace, his close friend Horace, will join us and say a few words. Shazia Hobbs will be coming on. Jason will be saying a few words. Jared, the Great Order, a former co-host on this show, will be joining us at some time. But it will be an open house. We're asking people to keep their thoughts and reflections to around 5 minutes, so we can fit as many people in. Now, I'm going to start the show by reading a small piece that I prepared about Simon, then I'll be playing a video of Simon to you all. Now, before I go any further, though, I want to say that I offer my condolences to Simon's family, to Simon's friends, and to those closest to him. In a time like this, I can't imagine the pain they're going through, but my heart goes out to you all. Now, Simon was a family man. He was a thinker and a man who fought for the truth. Simon was a man who was dear to us because he went on a journey of truth. But he did not go on that journey alone. Simon took tens of thousands on that journey with him, and he made it his life's work to present the truth to others in an honest, digestible, and approachable manner. Simon was a strong man, a tough man, but he was also thoughtful and a man who could admit when he had got something wrong. And those two things don't always go hand in hand. For a man to embody all those traits is rare. And when Simon was on his political journey, he made several stops along the way, only to feel that something wasn't quite right, that the people he was with weren't quite being truthful about everything. And this caused him to do what a lot of men can't do. He admitted openly that those movements weren't right for him, and he was honest enough to move on and continue his journey, rather than simply keeping his head down and sitting with a crowd that weren't being completely honest, in order for financial gain or for an easy life. You see, Simon wasn't interested in pursuing money or fame. He wanted one thing. He wanted the truth, regardless of the cost. And he continued searching for that truth and walking the path of honesty. Simon spent years on his political journey. And one thing I will never forget about Simon is when he finally reached us, when he finally found ethno-nationalism, he said that finding this movement felt like coming home. When he found our community, he knew he had found his destination, the place he had spent his life searching for. And this year, Simon was invited to speak to the Patriotic Alternative Conference. And despite not being able to make it to the conference in person, he spoke via video link and delivered a moving and thought-provoking speech. However, it will always be a lasting regret of mine and a source of great sadness that I never had the pleasure of meeting him in person, and I never got to shake his hand, as Simon not only found his home within this movement, but he also helped define and shape this movement and brought tens of thousands of others into the fold. It can often be hard to find positives in a time like this. And last night I gave my thoughts on Simon Harris on his close friend Horace's tribute stream. And since then, I have thought a lot about Simon and how I would approach tonight's show. But I think tonight shouldn't just be a chance to mourn Simon, but it should be a chance to remember Simon in a positive way. Because despite Simon being taken from us far too soon, we live in a time where our work is so easily preserved. And the one saving grace of all of this is that Simon's work is still here for us to enjoy, for us to return to, so we can remember him, so that we can hear his voice, see his smile, and ponder on his thoughts and wise words. And because Simon's work is still with us, Simon, in a very real way, is still with us, not just in our hearts and minds, but on our playlists, in amongst our favourite videos, and listed in our bookmarks. And the beauty of all of this is that despite the fact that Simon's journey is now over, his work and the roadmap of his great journey is still there, all laid out like a series of signposts, so that even in death, his wise words and thoughtful commentary can still help many thousands more find their way to the place Simon called home. Thank you, Simon Harris. You were loved very much, and you will be dearly missed by us all. I'm now going to play a short clip of Simon speaking, and then I'm going to pass it over to Jason before we introduce some of his closest friends.
I'm going to talk about nationalism and I suppose how I got here and why it's important to me and the good it's done for me. Well, I don't know if you know, but I'm a little bit older than many of the people in the movement. I'm kind of the super bass boomer. But for me, finally coming to nationalism has been just a relief. It's been like coming home, really, because most of my life, I think I've been forced to live a lie and forced to adhere to a set of beliefs that I didn't really believe in. At the same time, luckily, being older, I was born in 1960, into what was then a working class family. I was born into a place with a sense of community where I've got a very clear idea, for example, of where I was born and where I belong and the community I was brought up in. And this was a time when working class, broadly left-wing communities could be patriotic. And so I've got this very strong sense of identity. I remember my granddad saying to me when I was very, very little, putting me on his knee and saying, "You're an aristocrat, Simon, but you're a working class aristocrat. And don't never forget that." And I suppose I won't, never will. because it's all about my sense of identity. And as I've moved around the world, I've always carried that with me. But unfortunately, my middle-class mother separated from my working-class father, and we kind of leaped into another class. And from when I was about the age of 11, everything became very, very liberal. I went to grammar school and then university, and the family and everything around me was liberal progressivism, and I had to fit into this, but I knew I didn't really. And even so, my way of interpreting the world was very based, I think. A good example, being that I'm from Nottingham, would be my interpretation of the Robin Hood legend, for example. I never thought it was steal from the rich to give to the poor. I always thought it was steal from the Normans who are taxing us too much and give back to the Anglo-Saxons, who are the people that this land belongs to. So I had a very, very blood and soil attitude. But at the same time, the system I'd been forced through, the people around me forced me to live a lie, which made me feel very uncomfortable all the time. And they were continually holding four fingers up in front of my face, like in Orwell's 1984, and forcing me to tell them that I could see five and that I couldn't see race. And I couldn't see the differences that were obvious. And I had to be on board with feminism, and gays were just like anybody else. But in my heart of hearts, I knew this wasn't true. So at the point I broke through the indoctrination, it really was like a dam bursting, and I went through the red pill process so, so quickly. And then I got here, and it was like coming home, and I found a community of open people with whom I can share my ideas honestly, and we all help each other in a very non-judgmental way, and that's really important. And I suppose the other important thing for me about being a nationalist is I'm a father, so I've got to think about my future. And any of you guys out there, I've got a really, really beautiful 25-year-old daughter who's actually pretty much on board with most of what I think. It's a great feeling for a father. But obviously, what do I want? I want a good future for her and a good future for my grandchildren. So I'm in the fight here to protect that. And although she's on board, you know, she does sometimes roll her eyes when she hears me come out with some things. But I turn and say to her, look, I know you love me, but the reason why you love me is you know that I'm true to myself. And a lot of what I put myself on the line for is because I want a better future for you. And you know that I'm doing this out of love. So I suppose, what is nationalism for me? It's truth, beauty, and love. And that's what it's all about. And that's what I'm fighting for. And I think I've got a good few years in front of me yet. But I'll tell you what, guys, I'm going to die with my boots on.
Well, I think they were some inspiring words there from Simon Harris. Inspiring and moving, and it is great to know that he reconciled with his daughter before he passed on. He will live on in our hearts and minds, and his work will go on to inspire many, many more generations of our people. Jason, would you like to take to the floor and give your thoughts, and then after that we will bring on Horace and Chris from Patriotic Talk.
Absolutely, I will. And great to be here with you, Mark, and everyone else, wonderful people who are with us in the community today. And I have waxed quite a bit loquacious on the great hero Simon Harris, and dedicated a couple of streams to him now. And I'm really feeling that this is, for me, is becoming more of a celebration of his great life, of this great man whom everyone was able to immediately feel a harmony with. He was as affable as a human being can be. Of course, I was as shocked as all of you when I heard about this terrible passing. But this is the question that comes to mind as Mark speaks and is hearing Simon's words again, is that, what happens to a man who, by the grace of God, his genetics, his rearing by his family, spoke about his father there just a moment. What happens to a man like that when he has great integrity, when he has great courage, intelligence, when he is a seeker of truth? What happens to such a man when you drop him in an anti-white world, where he is taught from the beginning of his life, the beginning of time for him, that all things white are evil, that the anti-white narrative under which We live this pernicious lie that we are forced to live our day to day with, hating ourselves, hating our people. What happens to such a man? Well, we now know very clearly by looking at the life of Simon Harris that he eventually finds his way through the bog of the poisons, of the poisoned vipers and the poisoned darts of anti-whiteism, the infections that we are afflicted with over the totality of our lives. When you have intelligence, when you have courage, when you have integrity, when you have great character, even under the spell of the demons of anti-whiteism and their daily deluge into our lives, you are still able to find your way to the white positive sphere and the truth of all that is good, holy, and noble in our world, the most glorious cause of our age, and indeed the most glorious cause of all ages, because it is our biospirit, who and what we are, upon which everything that we create rests. So I am excited about celebrating Simon's life. He was quite a fellow. Mr. George and I loved this guy from the very moment we had him on. We became a fan of his, and he was a fan of ours. And I spoke yesterday on Horace's show with Shazia and Unwashed about how the next to last time that we had Simon on, he was talking about his daughter. We got him to talk about that. I made a clip about it. And right after the show, he was, you know, back in the old days, dads would pull their wallets out to show the pictures of their children. Nowadays, they break out their phone to show the pictures of their children. And Simon immediately sent pictures of his lovely daughter over, this beautiful woman he was reconnecting with. And he said, wasn't I right? Wasn't I right in the message? She's beautiful. And Simon, she was absolutely, wouldn't matter how she actually looks quite beautiful, but it wouldn't matter. She's as beautiful as the sunrise. And thank you so much for living and being a friend of ours. And I will just say this, and I'll pass it over to Mark. And that is, so we can get on to Horace. And that is, Brother Simon, I will work to the end of days to make sure that your daughter and all the other sons and daughters out there live in the kind of world that you were working toward. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. I'd now like to introduce Simon's close friend, Horace. He did a beautiful tribute to Simon last night, and he was obviously the co-host of European Freedom, Simon's excellent show, which inspired so many. Horace, I know this is a very difficult time, but it is always an honor to have you on the show. Please go ahead and give your thoughts on Simon.
Well, thanks very much for having me on, and thanks to you both for coming on last night. In terms of doing that stream, even though it was, you know, it was several hours long, I think having everyone else on took the hardest task from me, which was to put things in my own words, which I was sort of spared from doing. But I'll try now, you know, and I haven't prepared anything, but I've got a few thoughts. I would say that as soon as I encountered him, I had esteem for him immediately. And as soon as he suggested, after we'd known each other for, I don't know, what must have been about 2 weeks, 2 months, that we start doing a podcast together, well, that was an easy yes. There was nothing really to think about there. Of course I will, you know. And as soon as we started doing it, it was immensely enjoyable. And what I said last night was, I mean, a lot of people have said in the last few days, you know, I was one of the people closest to him. Well, yeah, maybe, but I must say that I did take him for granted in some ways. I mean, I spoke to him every week on the Tuesday, and usually a bit, you know, on other days about what we're going to do. But a lot of the other time, I didn't engage with him as much as I could have. And I could have called him more, you know, and I could have learned more about his life. I mean, the things that Jason's saying about his daughter and his reconnecting with her, I mean, I barely even asked him about it, and I barely asked him about how he met his wife and his life before nationalism. So that sort of shows how much I focus too much on the cerebral things, and sometimes perhaps not personable enough. But that's something I can learn from, you know, and there'll be other lessons to take from reflecting on his life and the time that I did know him, which was nearly a year and a very, very enjoyable and just a good year, really, just a very encouraging year. But I saw someone in the chat as well said that there should be a statue of Simon. And so in my mind, you know, in my imagination, there is already. He's a towering figure and a modest one for all that. And he had a good balance, a really nice, pleasantly balanced personality. I mean, you could tussle with him, you could argue and stuff. You could have a laugh with him. He was calm and steady and he was interesting. And he was fun, and he was committed and dedicated and impassioned about what he did. And he was pleasant to know and to talk to. And I would say, yeah, we had a meeting of minds. I'm being a bit self-centered here, but the first thing that comes to mind when I think of what I appreciated about him was that last summer, I'd made YouTube videos before, but they'd never gone anywhere. Then last summer, I made this one that was quite timely, and it related to how Shazia and Dion had been sort of expelled from the TR movement, and Simon had gone through similar motions before. He immediately seized up that video and promoted it on Twitter and so on, and started, you know, saying this is an extraordinary work, and I was delighted about that. And he did that with every video that I made. Until we started working together directly, and it was as though, you know, I mean, to some extent I'm only here talking to you now because of him, because he saw value in what I was doing, and I appreciate that in a way that I can't really put into words. It's like I found, you know, some sort of something, all like lots of things rolled into one, like a brother, a friend, a coach, a companion, all sorts of things. And it sounds a bit corny, but it felt like destiny, you know, things coming together in the way they should be, in the way they hadn't before. You know, I've never had such a sort of intellectual partner like that. I mean, I've got good friends, you know, who fulfill some of the same roles, but this was sort of an escalation of that. And To sort of state the obvious, to lose him is just almost unspeakable. I haven't really accepted it. I haven't really accepted it yet, and I think that will take time. And people have asked about, you know, are you going to carry on European freedom? My answer at the moment, just, you know, on today, is I don't know, but I can see that people want that to continue. So I'm not just going to, you know, it's not just going to disappear. And there's so many other things that Simon was working on, such valuable things that I hope various people will pick up. I mean, I don't know if we've got any Spanish speakers, but his work on Jose Antonio Primo de Rivera was fascinating. I know Keith Woods was a big appreciator of that, and many other people. So there's all these questions about how we'll carry on what he was doing. No one can be Simon, of course, but I'm going to do my best to honour him. I can say that much, and I'll think more in the coming days. And I'm going to try and, you know, be, you know, more of what he appreciated about me. I want to be more of that and go on to be a strong and helpful and useful person in the movement, and hopefully to society. And so I hope that gives some idea of how much I appreciated him. And I'll hand it back to you, Mark.
Thank you, Horace. It's a pleasure having you on. And here is Dion to give her thoughts.
Hello, Mark and Jason, Horace. Thanks very much for having me on. I didn't meet Simon in person, but I came across Simon when I was researching Europa, The Last Battle, or fact-checking that documentary. And he popped up in one of my YouTube videos, and I was so taken aback to see such a big name as Simon Harris wanting to speak to me, and it was such an honor, and I was really blown away by it. But we got talking over Twitter, and he knew, I think, what I was going to be finding in Europa, the Last Battle. And I think actually he took a bit of pleasure, what can I say, by watching somebody else go through what he had just gone through. He knew what was awaiting me, because at the time I was still in the Tommy camp. But of course, after doing that research and going through what I went with the Tommy Robinson and his movement, Simon was there to welcome me with open arms when I knocked on your door, Mark Collett. So, it's such a great loss. It's come at such a, it's so unexpected. I don't really know what else to say. He's going to be really, really missed by everybody in this movement. I don't know what else to say.
Well, thank you, Dionne. You don't have to say any more. I think what you've said tonight is short but very sweet. You're one of the many people that Simon helped. When he was on his journey, as I said earlier, he helped so many people, and you were one of them. And you're one of the people who is central to this movement now. You're somebody who does so much work, and Simon helped you here. And that was one of the things. Simon was always thinking about other people.
Yeah.
And he will be missed. But again, every time you do something good for the movement, there's part of Simon's work in you. And that's why Simon's work lives on. So thank you for joining us tonight. It's really appreciated. And thank you so much for setting up the GoFundMe. The GoFundMe has been so, so successful. Do you want to just say a quick couple of words about that before you go?
At the moment, I just looked before I came on, and it's at just over £3,200. People have been so very generous. Simon's wife has been contacted. She knows about the fund, and she is very, very appreciative of what we're doing for her and her family. So thank you all so, so very much for donating to Simon's memory. Thank you. And thanks for having me on.
Thank you, and have a great night. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, bye.
Hiya, Chris. This is Chris, obviously from Patriotic Talks. You've got a special show lined up to honour Simon tomorrow. Please say a few words, my friend.
Of course. First, I'd like to get in the chat a big 14 for Simon and his family. Many condolences to them. And thank you for having me on tonight. Obviously, it's very disappointing, very heartbreaking with what we've experienced. But I think what Simon would have wanted is us to remain positive. And what I've sensed with the unfortunate death is the real togetherness of our movement. We've all come together. We're all hurt and upset, but we can move forward in his name. Over 3,000 been raised. Maybe I'm wrong there, but what a fantastic achievement. Please keep donating to help that family. Should all be so proud of yourself. But yeah, what an inspiration Simon was. He was on the Patriotic Talk show last Monday. And of course, if you've watched our show, it's a pub style atmosphere. We have a little quiz, we have a laugh, and he fitted in so well. Such great banter. One of the third things he said that would always be stuck in my mind was his wife had obviously gone away to see her son. And one of the first things he said was the pressure was off cooking, and he just opened the tins of food and microwave, and he was having such a good time. And even after the show, he said, I hope I didn't take the mic too much. I really enjoyed myself, and it was just perfect for our show. Devastated he's gone, but if we could speak to him now, I'm sure that he would want us to keep having the belief and keep fighting to save our people.
He certainly would. Thank you for that, Chris, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow night on the quiz. Have a great evening, and thank you for all your excellent work.
Thank you, mate.
Hello, Jared. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. You were once a co-host, and it is always a pleasure to see you. It's just a shame that tonight it is in such sad circumstances. I know that Simon was a huge influence on you. he was somebody that you admired greatly and enjoyed working with. Please feel free to give your thoughts.
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth. It's always nice to be on your show and to be in front of this chat again. But yeah, obviously these are bitter circumstances. I'll just say a couple of things. You know, we did the great Horus stream yesterday. Jason and I had our informal stream after hours last night, U.S. time, too, that we dedicated to Simon and spoke about him. But one thing that keeps coming up, it's so extraordinary that I'd said this to Jason privately the first time we spoke to Simon back in September of 2018, and then everyone else said it. I mentioned this in my video I did, that they felt like they knew him the first time they spoke to him. And it's extraordinary that everyone would have that same reaction, but it speaks to the combination of traits that you were talking about earlier, Mark. And I think another way for his legacy to live on, in addition to some of the things you've already been discussing, is for us, especially us, most of us being younger than him, and especially younger guys, looking at this combination of traits he brought to the table, how he was able to be very forthright, but at the same time, open-minded. He was someone with a keen intellect, but he didn't have any pretense. You know, he combined all of these things very well. And when you're a younger man, you're kind of flailing about and trying to figure out how you harness and harmonize all of these different instincts and energies that you have. So I think it's important to keep what Simon's example was in just the way he comported himself. And it was that mixture of traits that gave him that gravitas, that charisma that attracted us to him and allow us to say things like, I feel like I knew him for the first time I met him, I felt like I've known him my whole life. Or he's the kind of guy you just want to sit at a pub with all night. You could talk about anything and everything. So that is something I just wanted to inject. And also on a practical note, I've seen people talk about this before, but definitely a good idea to save his material. We have no idea how his web presence is going to be maintained, if it's going to be maintained at all. I know someone was saying in the chat last night, they're starting an archive for him, for his material on BitChute. But save his articles, support the books that he published, download the videos, save them. Because you're right, Mark, in a certain way, what we do now in the age we live in, you leave this digital trail, but it's a tenuous thing. It's still all just ones and zeros. It's little bits of data, and we have to do what we can to preserve Simon's legacy that way as well. But obviously, his example reverberates throughout this movement, as we could see in all the people up here tonight and all the people in the chat community. And his spirit is not going away. So now he's one of the ancestors. He's someone we can look to and call on and think to his example as we go on. He certainly did die with his boots on and did it right. He came home. He was home with us. It was a wonderful sentiment. I didn't hear that video prior to you playing it, the one you started the show with. But that warmed my heart.
I think that little video of him speaking perfectly encompassed Simon as a person. And it's obviously hard when you're hearing somebody speak who you had so much admiration for and they're no longer here. But I think that video was short but very sweet and a very fitting tribute to Simon Harris, the man we all loved. Is there any final words you'd like to say before we bring Shazia on?
No, I just thank you all for doing this and my love to everyone. Thank you to Dion for the GoFundMe. And this whole thing, I guess it was inevitable at some point that one of us, someone in this, would go on to whatever is next. But the amount of heart and love that I'm seeing in the community is showing that we are real people and nothing the way that our enemies portray us. And it's a challenging bump in the road right now. But it's also something we're going to use to make us stronger. I know Simon would want that. So my love to everyone. It was nice to see you all. And thank you for my time here. And I'll talk to you all soon.
Thank you, my friend. We now have with us the lovely Shazia Hobbs. Shazia is someone who has been a real inspiration to many people in the same way that Simon has been such an inspiration to many people, because Shazia, just like Dion and Simon, all came through the TR movement. They all came through that movement that for some is a gateway, but for others represents a group of gatekeepers who want to keep the truth from many of their followers and fans. Shazia, I know you were quite good friends with Simon. Please take as much time as you need and give some thoughts on Simon and his wonderful work.
Thank you. Thank you, for inviting me on. Thank you for convincing me to come on tonight, Mark. I first met Simon in May 2017. I had written an article and he did a video, and Twitter was kind of, the counter-jihad movement was buzzing and tweeting me and saying, look at this video, this guy, I'd never heard of Simon Harris. So I watched the video and followed him. He followed me back on Twitter. We chatted in DMs, and it's just like everybody has said, you just instantly connected with him. You just thought this was somebody you'd known for such a long time. He was one of the first people to interview me, and I remember before he started recording, because I get really nervous doing interviews, doing live streams, and he just put me at ease. So we did the interview, and then, you know, we all know, Simon spoke about it, going down the JQ and how he became deranged with it. And I remember he contacted me and said, I'd like you to come on this live stream with Brian of London, and I think Reverend Simon. And I DM'd him and said, I can't come on your live stream because everybody's told me to unfollow you on Twitter. Everybody's told me to stop talking to you, because he says in a video that I said he was alt-right, but I actually said he was a Nazi, because that's what people had said to me. Simon's a Nazi. You've got to unfollow him. You can't talk to this man. And then a few weeks later, or a month later, I ended up going on a live stream with him because he was Simon. He wasn't a Nazi. So I did the live stream with him, with Brian of London and two other people. And then we just kind of drifted. You know, he continued on his journey and I stayed in the counter-jihad movement. But anybody, like really anybody with any ounce of sense, when you're in that counter-jihad movement, you eventually have to come onto this path. You know, all the good people end up coming onto this path. And April last year, he posted something on Gab and it appeared in my timeline. So I liked it and asked him how he was doing. And we just picked off from, you know, where we had left. He had absolutely nothing to do with me coming onto this path. I came here by myself. And I remember speaking to him one day and saying, he'd done a video after I had been deplatformed, after the whole Burn a Nazi video, because I too now was a Nazi. And I remember saying to him, Brian of Bognor said you radicalised me. And he thought that was quite funny because he said that he really wished he had radicalised me, but I was clever enough to come on this path myself. But yes, this, you know, I spoke to you on Friday night, Mark, because Horace and, I mean, we couldn't believe it. We refused to believe it. And I rang you quite late at night and you confirmed it. Still quite, you know, I know it's real, but it's still a little bit hard. It's just really hard. But I've sent this link to his wife, and I hope she's watching. And I just want to say that I've lost a really dear friend. But I've gained a really good friend and his wife.
Thank you, Shazia. You don't have to say any more if you don't want to, but thank you so much for coming on. I've got to say that although the TR movement has in many ways kept people from the truth, it has also brought us some really, really wonderful people. Simon, Dion and Shazia are three of those people. Three people that I'm proud to say are my friends, and Simon will be greatly missed. Is there anything you want to add, Shazia, before you leave?
I just want to say, you know, truth, beauty and love is what Simon said, and look what we're doing for him. But yeah, I just want to say thank you to everybody that's donated to his GoFundMe. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you soon in the future. You're a very powerful voice for this movement. Thank you and have a lovely evening. Right, next up is another very good friend of Simon's. It is Ralph Right Reaction. Simon is somebody who was very good friends with Ralph. Their friendship might not have been as well publicised as his friendship with Horace, but I know they were extremely close. Ralph's been a guest on the show before. Ralph, please take as much time as you like. Give your reflections on Simon, his life's work, and your friendship with him.
Well, first and foremost, thanks ever so much, chaps, for doing this, for allowing PWR to be used to honour his life. And I've been very, very sad about it, and I've been thinking of Simon in my prayers for the last few days in the morning. And this morning, I walked down to the river to a church that's deconsecrated, not surprisingly. And I was trying to think of, if I did pop on tonight, what would I say or what verse would I reference that would be fitting for Simon's honor and fitting for everything he means to us. So I'm just going to quote from Acts 17:26. From one man he made all the nations that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. From Scripture, we know that God has made us to live together, but yet apart. And the expression boundaries of their lands, for me, resonated when I sat by myself by the river this morning about what Simon's passing meant to me and what it means to the movement. And who is Simon? I mean, people have had wonderful tributes, and I spoke last night about our friendship. And I thought, rather than just honor his memory in terms of what he is, I'd like to focus on one word of the future in the words that matter so much to us that, you know, can be traced back to Acts 17:26. Who is Simon Harris? Was he just Simon Harris? No, he wasn't. Simon was Francis Bacon. He was Isaac Newton. He was Chaucer. He was Smith. He was Hegel. He was Heidegger. He was Goethe. He was every European man, and his life's journey was a struggle for the European people. So if you don't mind the adaptation, I think we must secure the existence of Simon's life and a future for his children. And we must secure the existence of Simon's love and a future for British children. And we must secure the existence of Simon's legacy and a future for every European child. I notice a lot of people have been in different varying states and have been soul searching. I think the best way to honor and to cherish what Simon did for his entire life is to put down our petty differences, put down our squabbles, and unite upon what Simon would have wanted. It's now more than ever. The enemies are tall, they're short, they're left and right, they're black and white, and all of them have one thing in common. They don't want to secure an existence of the European people and a future for European children. And I think now more than ever in this moment, we should all take that time to reflect upon what Simon wanted. So what Simon would have wished for that he couldn't see through, and what we must deliver to Simon. We must give Simon's life meaning by working harder, together, faster, whatever it takes, whatever it does. So that's my short, sharp message, really. Chaps, I just want us to come together and use this moment that's precious to us to go, right, we have to stop, we have to fight harder, fight together, fight tighter for those 14 words, right? I think that's it. I'm sure lots of people are waiting, Mark. So
there is, Ralph, but I've got to say, you kept it not only short and sweet but very, very poignant. You have a way with words, and you are yourself very important to this movement. Thank you so much for coming on tonight and sharing those words.
No worries, I'll pass the baton to someone else. Thanks for having me on, chaps. Great dedication for Simon. Cheers.
Thank you. Before we move on to the next guest, I just want a small interlude there, because we do have Unwashed waiting. Laura Towler's coming on. I've sent the link out to many other people. I'm hoping more will join us as the evening goes on, including Dangerfield, Laura. I've sent it out to the guys who work on Taysob, to Irish Rose. But I just want to say something that Ralph touched upon there. And it's something that's been playing on my mind a little bit since the passing of Simon. How many times do you see pathetic, meaningless squabbles in Telegram chats, on discussion forums, in the comment sections of these videos, between people who ultimately want the same thing, between fellow ethno-nationalists? And Simon initially got ill on the Wednesday. That's when he told us in the chats that he was feeling absolutely terrible, that he had a sore throat, that it felt like something he'd never, ever had before. On the Thursday, he'd passed away. And on the Friday, we learned of his passing. That was awfully quick. Now, just think of how fleeting life can be. Next time you are about to send that message to somebody that you've had a petty, meaningless squabble with. Because there's a very real chance that somebody might have left a catty or a needless remark on one of Simon's videos on that Wednesday or that Thursday or on the Friday after he passed, not even knowing he'd gone, but because they felt that that was the best way to score some petty point online against somebody who was a leader and a mainstay of our community. Please, if we can learn one thing from this tragedy, it's how quickly we can lose a friend, a brother, an inspiration. And we must remember that, and we must treat each other accordingly. I'm sure that that is what Simon would want. Anyway, I'm about to bring on another man. This is Unwashed. You did a great, great piece on Simon last night on Horace's stream, and I'd love you to say a few words now, my friend. And you're muted.
Sorry, guys, not prepared for it tonight. Pleasure to be in your company as always. I have a very similar relationship to Simon that Horace and Shazia did, in that he saw what I was doing very early on and took a punt on me, and I never quite understood why he saw something in me. But I don't know. Maybe I'm playing myself down too much there. But he was instantly relatable, instantly a friend. You were just talking about the petty squabbles stuff, and Simon had. It was as if he was outside of this whole e-celeb thing that people get caught up in. He always seemed reasonable, like a normal guy. Morgoth last night was saying that the fact that he was so approachable and relatable meant that the content that he was exploring, these ideas and documents like the protocols, this stuff, it felt okay to look into this stuff if it was Simon presenting it, because I watched his stuff and I felt like, okay, if this guy is just presenting it like this, then maybe I'm not mad for being interested in it. And that brought me to this point today. Simon was a dear, dear friend by, I've known him for about 6 months at this point, but I guested on his show probably about 10 times by the end. And within the last 2 weeks before his passing, we'd done two live streams together where we focused pretty much explicitly on music and art, which was a completely different wheelhouse to what he'd been doing before. He was always trying to expand out to cover new areas, and he was always trying to tackle the thorniest parts of our conversations in the most respectful way with the best possible guests. And he turned his Tuesday live streams into a real must-see. But this art thing, it was such a wonderful topic to explore, especially based on what you'd just been saying there, the petty squabbles. It was such a good way to get away from that. And within those last few weeks, he started really taking in an interest in the White Art Collective and everything coming out of there. And so that's what I'm going to urge people to take forward from Simon, because he was actually a devoted musician for the majority of his life. And that's a thing that a lot of people might not know or might not have considered, but he at the end of that, his last live stream that we did together, he said that the political and the cultural wings need to come together. So that's the way that I'm thinking of carrying his legacy forth, is figuring out what the best ways to do that are. And I'm going to leave people with something. I don't think I can post links to your chat, but if I put it in the private chat, I think that you guys can post it in for everyone. I asked Simon to deliver a mixtape for our website, Vile Media, just of his favorite songs. And it's really, really wonderful. He had really good taste. So I'm just popping that in the private chat now. And Mark, if you can sling that in the main chat. If people want to go listen to Simon's music taste as a way to remember him, that's hopefully a little token that we got in the nick of time.
Thank you so much. And I think it's very important what you said there, because we are all political and we're all here for the preservation of our people and the protection of those of European descent. But we aren't just political drones. We are human beings and we have other interests, other desires, other passions. And it brings a smile to my face that Simon's also being remembered tonight for his other passion, for his love of music. And I think if we all wrote our own obituaries, the first lines would no doubt begin with a small piece about the dedication to our people and our nations and our ethnic group. But there's so much more to us all. And I think that's one of the things I wanted to bring out on this show, that Simon wasn't just another talking head. Simon wasn't just another guy who came on streams. He wasn't just a dry political commentator. He was an amazing man with many, many talents, with a wonderful family, who did things that many people in the movement didn't do. His reflections on Spanish politics were absolutely superb. And I thank you for coming on and bringing it. It's a slightly lighter note that you brought up tonight, but thank you so much for bringing it up. And is there anything you'd like to say before we pass it over to Laura?
Well, I guess if it was nice to focus on the fact that he loved music, I'll just bring up that he absolutely adored cooking as well. And all through the lockdown, he was putting pictures up of his lockdown diet. So he was a man of many, many passions, which everyone should aim to be. I don't have a single bad thought about that man. Absolutely not. He took a wonderful chance on me. He was so welcoming. He was twice my age, and it never mattered a jot. He was so brilliant, and yeah, it's wonderful to see everyone coming together and figuring out what we can do to honor his memory. So thank you very much, guys, for having me on.
Thank you, my friend. And now, as we are coming up to the hour mark, it seems fitting that the lady who is joining us next is the deputy leader of PA, the lovely Laura Towler. Good evening, Laura. Would you like to give some thoughts and a few words about Simon?
Yeah, well, good evening. And hello, Jason, and hello to everybody else who's listening as well. I'm happy to be here as always, but obviously it's not under great circumstances this time. I think one thing, I did a show with, the one with Horace and Shazia and Unwashed last night, so I don't want to repeat myself, but one thing that I forgot to say last night, which my fiancé has just reminded me of, my fiancé's dad has just kind of got into our politics and our way of thinking, and he's noticed that the media and the government are lying about a few things, and he's a very inquisitive guy, you know, just a normal bloke like Simon, really, and he's been digging a little bit deeper. And we went for a walk. We had to social distance, obviously, but we went for a walk in the country the other day. And the one person who he said that he'd really got into recently was Simon Harris. And he said the reason why he'd got into him was because he was just a normal, authentic, working class guy. And he's like, this is somebody who I can relate to. He's just like me. He's just like my friends. And he just started watching Simon's videos. And obviously it's, you know, really sad that he's no longer with us. I think he'll probably go back through his back catalogue and see what he had to say about loads of things. But yeah, really, who have all done something to commemorate Simon's passing, and there's lots of streams been going on, and I really do love this community that we have, and it's so sad doesn't even cover it, does it? But there was a level of familiarity with him. I think we all could relate to him because he wasn't an e-celeb, do you know what I mean? He was just a normal bloke. Reminded me of my dad in many ways. So yeah, it's just terrible. And the one thing that we can do, I think, moving forward is take that burden that he carried and take that banner and continue it. You know, sort the truth as best he could. And we can continue learning that and then spreading that to as many people as possible in his missing.
I completely agree. I think one of the best ways to honour him is to keep sharing his videos, to keep spreading the message, to keep promoting his great work. And that's one of the beauties of living in the time we live in. If you think back to, quite recently, actually, I was going to say to speeches and to important talks that were held, you know, back when nationalism was very different, they are lost forever. But that was the case in the 1970s. It was the case at British National Party meetings, you know, in the late 90s, the 2000s. But now, because of YouTube, because of BitChute, because of Minds, because of Library, because of social media and the fact that everyone can so easily stream themselves, we are living in a time where our work is preserved, where what we aim to do is all absolutely kept, and it can be referred to time and time again. And I know sometimes that can lead to embarrassment, but I think at the same time, and especially in this case, that is a reason to absolutely rejoice, because I am absolutely positive that even in death, Simon will bring tens of thousands more to our cause. And his content is so good. It's the kind of content people do binge on. They start with one video and they keep watching and they keep watching and they keep watching. And it's amazing. Simon's journey is over, but many, many people from now and for many years in the future will relive that journey, will retrace it, will go on that journey with Simon through his videos. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Laura, before we pass it over to Chris Dangerfield?
I didn't catch the start of the stream. I do apologise for that. I'm going to listen back to it. I thought it was about 3 o'clock and I was on my computer working, and then I got your message and I was like, oh God, PWR started. But did you talk about how he couldn't make the conference, the last conference, because of the lockdown? So unfortunately we didn't get to meet him.
You can talk about that. I spoke about that briefly on Horace's stream, but yeah, let's say a few words about that.
Yeah, so obviously Simon spoke at our last conference in March, but he couldn't make it because Spain was on, or maybe just Barcelona, I don't know if it was the whole country, it was on lockdown because of the coronavirus. So he did his speech through Skype, through video link. So us three who are on this stream now, we were all there. I'm sure many people in the audience might have been there as well, and we didn't get the chance to meet him. And it's horrible because that could have been the last chance that we maybe did have to meet him. And obviously we didn't because of the coronavirus lockdown. And I know that he was absolutely gutted that he wasn't able to make it on the day. And he planned to come to, you know, future events and future conferences as well. So that was like our one chance to meet him, really. But the speech did go down so well, you know, the audience loved him. And like I said, it was just an authentic speech. He couldn't hear us clapping, could he? And he couldn't hear the laughs and stuff, but he responded to it like he could, like he knew when to leave the pauses and that. But yeah, like luckily we recorded his speech and we can pass that on to other people. And I think many people, you know, myself, my fiance's dad and other people who are getting into this movement, we need to save his work. I don't know if anyone's mirrored his work from his YouTube channel, but it would be good if we can save it. And I'll miss his shows, you know, his weekly shows. I used to just put them on in the background while I was doing a little bit of work, and a couple of hours had gone past and you thought it was about 30 minutes that had gone past. But we can save all the work and we can continue to share it with people.
Yes, we can. I remember speaking to him after the conference, and it was the last conversation I had with him privately. I had another conversation with him afterwards. It was a group chat. And he just said how disappointed he was that he couldn't make the conference and how much he was looking forward to the next one. And I remember one of the last things I said to him was, I'm really looking forward to seeing you get to the next one. And he said, yeah, I'm definitely coming. I said, I wouldn't miss it for the world. And sadly, we won't get the pleasure of meeting him now. And as I said earlier, that's going to be something that will live with me for the rest of my life, because Simon was a great man. He performed a great speech and his work lives on. But sadly, I never got to shake his hand. Is there anything you'd like to add, Laura, before we pass it over to Chris?
No, that's it. Just thank you for doing this, Mark. And also thank you to everybody else who's done something for Simon as well. It's important that we have this community and we support each other. But yeah, thanks, guys. I'll drop out then and I'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you so much, Laura, and I'll speak to you
soon. Bye-bye. See ya.
And here, after Laura, is the indomitable Chris Dangerfield. We spoke earlier today, my friend, on your stream. But it's wonderful to have you here. I know you've got some fond recollections of Simon, and you and I had a show planned for Saturday, the day after we learned of his death, and it's been cancelled and put off to this Saturday. But maybe you'd like to say a few words about that after you've given your thoughts on Simon.
Sure. We'll do. Hi, Mark. Hi, Jason. Hello, everyone in the chat. And thanks for letting me contribute. I'm usually quite good at talking, but I'm terribly bad around death, you know, almost infantile. I lost my father when I was 16, and much like Simon's, it was out of the blue. You know, it wasn't something that we built up to. Everything was all right. And then death just strikes out of the blue. So my thoughts and prayers are really with Simon's family, because I know what that's like, and it takes a lot of, you know, you have to draw resources you didn't know you had to get through those things, because it's not something you can practice. So I'm really thinking about them. When I think about Simon, I streamed with him and we had some good discussions on Telegram. But when I think of all the things I've done in my life that have involved human groups, you know, whether it's been political organizations, commercial projects, anything that involves humans as a group, so frequently many of the issues are to do with ego, resentments, bitterness, petty jealousies. You know, I'm not judging anyone. These are sort of like the basics of human psychology, but in a pressured situation, they tend to be quite magnified. And one of the things I immediately noticed with Simon, and I don't think it's just due to age, because I know a lot of old people who are cantankerous old bastards, but Simon seemed to have just put all that stuff aside, and because he had a convincing desire for the truth. You know, when I threw a smoke bomb into the movement a few months ago, Simon just pounced on me. Let's talk about this. This needs talking about. You know, he didn't hide from problematic situations. It needs talking about. And it was amazing. A fond memory I have with Simon, we were debating the Ken Loach film. What is it? Land and Freedom, which is pretty much communist propaganda. It's like a romantic revolutionary film and set in the Spanish Civil War, which Simon kind of knew inside out. And we had this Telegram thing where I was defending bits of it and he was calling them out historically. And I was then saying, yes, but in terms of cinematography and storytelling, nice debate, you know, educated, considered debate. And then just as we left that, he dropped in that Ken Loach was his godfather. The director of the movie is Simon's godfather, just as like an afterthought. And I was like, okay, cheers, Simon. So, yeah, he'll be missed. That's all I can say. And lovely to see the community coming around like this. The chat's brilliant. What I've heard everyone say has been brilliant. It's really lovely to hear. And I'll just go back to what I said at the beginning. I'm terrible with death, so it's nice to be in an environment where other people are expressing themselves and I can be involved without having to speak for once. It's really quite lovely. So thank you very much.
Thank you. And would you like to say any final words about our stream that we've got on Saturday?
On Saturday, I will be tearing Mark to pieces while we discuss the four Mad Max movies. So be there, 4 o'clock, I think, UK time on my channel.
Thank you, Chris. It's been great having you on tonight, and I look forward to Saturday. Thank you so much for your thoughts.
Cheers. Cheers, Mark.
Good evening. Thank you. Our next guest tonight, who is going to be giving his thoughts, is the wonderful Natty, the world famous Groiper, who has done so much to get our movement's name mentioned on different radio stations and on different call-in shows. Natty, please give your thoughts on Simon.
Well, good evening, Mark and Jason and everyone in the chat. I'm not going to take up too much time. I just wanted to say that Simon was just fearlessly brave, and he embodied everything that people who come to this strive to embody. He just chased the truth down, and it led him here over the course of the last few years. And I'm completely gutted that I didn't get to meet him. I've made a habit over the last couple of years of traveling to Europe. And my plan this year was to go down to Spain through Catalonia and meet some people, including Simon Harris. And if anything, it should galvanize each and every one of you who listens in and pays attention to what's going on here to leave wherever you are behind the computer screen and behind the phone and get out and meet people. Because as so many people have said tonight, none of us really, well, very few of us got a chance to actually meet Simon, and we're all the worse for it. So you don't know what the future holds, and it's incumbent upon all of us to get out and meet each other. And that's all I'll say, really. I want this moment to lead us into something positive, and so we can use it to get out there and meet people face to face, because it's so much more important than we don't put enough emphasis on it, in my opinion.
Yes, I do believe that meeting people in real life is what builds real communities. I've said that over and over and over again. And it is such a shame that that was Simon's passion. That was the one thing Simon wanted to do. It was the one thing that Simon wanted to be a part of. He just wanted to sit in the same room as everyone. He'd spent so much time online talking to Shazia, to Dion. He'd spent time talking to Ralph, to Horace. He'd been on this show twice. I've just been reminded that the show he was on was the show directly after my daughter was born. I mean, he had played such an important role in all our lives, and he just wanted to be in that room with us all. And I do think that that is something we should all remember, just how important it is to actually make those human connections and to be more than just avatars and floating faces on screens, but to be there in real life and reach out to people on a much more human and engaging level.
Yeah, and I mean, it reflects what you said about cutting through the petty squabbles and the dramas. He managed to do that without meeting people face to face. And it's when you do meet people face to face that kind of stuff drops to the wayside. And that can only be a good thing in bringing people together, especially people who are so similar and understand things in the way that we do. Simon managed to do that without meeting face to face. But it's an easy thing to do once you do start meeting people. So yeah, I just wanted to take this opportunity to just, you know, encourage everyone. Don't waste your weekends. Don't let time slip away from you. You've got an opportunity here. We're all connected now. It doesn't take long to move around England. It doesn't take long to move around Europe anymore. Once the lockdown lifts, you need to get out there and start meeting people. So thank you very much for having me on, Mark. I'm absolutely gutted about Simon's death, and I'm gutted that I didn't meet him. And I know that everyone who didn't meet him feels the same. So yeah, I'll leave it there.
Thank you so much. I think what you said tonight really echoes what a lot of us are feeling. And we all, even though we have never, ever met him, we will all miss him dearly. And it will be a lasting regret that we haven't actually met him. But thank you for joining us so much. It really does mean a lot that you've come on. Thank you, and have a great evening. And next up is the lovely Irish Rose. Rose was, of course, at the last conference. She did have the pleasure of meeting us all, and I spent a particularly lovely evening the night before the conference, sat opposite her chatting about many, many things over dinner before the big day. Rose, welcome to the show.
Thanks, please. Mark. Hi, Jason. Well, it was obvious Simon was really loved by the community, and that's really come to the forefront by the outpouring of grief, by the what Dion has done with the GoFundMe. And it's lovely to see that we can all come together and honour him in death. And it just goes to show what a wonderful person he was. He always came across as like the older brother or the father figure of the movement. And the way he looked out for everybody. Like I remember whenever people were attacking Laura and daughter of Albion, he went onto Twitter along with Ralph and defended the girls. And, you know, it takes a big man to go online and actually defend women because it seemed to be as weak. But it was great to see that, you know, he could take the higher ground and say, these are my standards, these are my morals, and I'm going to stick by them. And it's really sad that we have lost one of our members. And as I say, it'll be a hole that will never be filled. But we're just very lucky that we still have his material that we can go back and check. And he had such a wonderful thirst for knowledge, and his journey from how he arrived at ethno-nationalism is definitely a journey that some of us have all taken. But he was a relatable character, very likeable. And I think that's why everybody is so devastated that we lost him so quickly. And one minute he was here and the next he was gone.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most devastating things about all of this. I think sometimes you hear that people have got a terminal illness, or you hear that people have got cancer. And of course, it's absolutely terrible to watch a loved one fade. It's terrible to see somebody that you love and to almost have this egg timer in front of you. And you're watching that timer and you're thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, you're counting the days down and watching this person you love physically deteriorate. But there's also a kindness to that, and the kindness to that kind of death is that you can prepare yourself, that you can say goodbye, that you can say those final words, that you can tell that person how much you love them and what they mean to you, and you can put to bed any misunderstandings or any differences or petty squabbles you might have, so you can shake hands or have that final hug or say what you really feel in your heart and put aside anything that has prevented you from really being there for that person in the last months or weeks or even years. But Simon's passing was so sudden that it really feels like in many ways we don't have the closure that we all deserve, that we didn't have that chance to say, look, mate, we loved you and we love your work, you know, we'll always remember you. And I think that's one of the great sadness with such a sudden death. You are spared watching that person go through pain and deterioration. But at the same time, despite being spared that, you're robbed of those final meaningful interactions where you can be truly open and tell that person how much you really thought of them.
Absolutely, but he would want us all to carry on and continue the message, and he is in my prayers, and he will be missed. And I just wanted to pass my condolences on to his family and to his wife and daughter, and just like to say I'm extremely sorry for your loss.
Well, thank you so much, Rose, and I hope to see you at the next conference. It's always wonderful to be in your company, and thank you so much for joining us tonight.
You too. Thanks. Evening, lads. Bye.
Our next guest is someone who this year has exploded onto the scene. He's someone who, like Simon, has been on his own political journey. He has been doing many, many wonderful interviews and discussions with many of us. And he has a channel which deserves all the praise that has been heaped on it recently. It is, of course, Jakes from Jakes and Latte. Please, my friend, give your thoughts on Simon.
Well, first of all, Mark, I'd like to thank you for calling me on here. And hello, Jason. We've never spoken. And first of all, if any of Simon's family is listening, I just want to say that you've been in my prayers and God bless you all. Now, as you just said, I've only recently been in the community, came in, and I'm doing a lot of interviews. And of course, Simon Harris was one of the first people I thought of. And it was just the most enjoyable, easygoing, intellectual, and just very cordial and nice discussion that I've had. But what I want to say about Simon is that his work is exemplary. You will not find a better canon of work from somebody. He was so committed to our cause and committed to our people. And he did it with selflessness, without ego, and he was a model. And if I had to explain, if I had to say anything about Simon, he was a teacher. He was a teacher for all of us, and that's how his work will stand. You can go to it, and you can find your way, and you can go free too. And I think Simon's work will stand the test of time, and it will always be there for us and everybody who's joining the movement. And the one thing that I want to say was Simon made a difference. That's what he did. He made a difference. And I think that's what we all have to do in this movement. Thank you.
Thank you so much, my friend. And that's something that's really important. Simon did make a difference, and he didn't just make a difference to one or two people, but to tens of thousands. And he made that difference on a weekly basis. Thank you so much for those words. Now, it would only be right to bring these people on as a team. It is the lads from TASOB, and I'll be bringing all three of them on together.
Hello.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, Benel.
Hey, Ben.
Not too bad, thanks, Mark.
And not Jason. So bad, considering.
It is obviously, as always, a great pleasure to have you guys on, even in such a dark circumstances and under such a cloud. But, guys, take your time. I know that you were actually recording your show tonight, because you always record during PWR, but the fact is you have broken that recording to come on and to join us and to spend a little bit of time reflecting on the wonderful life and work of Simon. So please, all three of you, take your time and please give us your thoughts.
Do you want to start, Tolo? Yeah,
can do. Yeah. I mean, it was obviously, I think as we came on, I was backstage, Mark, when you were talking about how sudden it was. And that's why it's still hard to fully absorb, you know. 60 today is absolutely no age. And obviously we were aware from this time last week that Simon wasn't well last week. But, you know, it was just so sudden, and it's still hard to sort of, it's hard to entirely believe. But yeah, it's incredibly sad. I mean, I made the point elsewhere that in terms of coming to fully understand it, I think one of the things that, as well as his work and his actual, just his general, the person he was, I think Simon held a particular appeal to a lot of people, because a lot of us in this thing, we've really only come into it in the past sort of 2-3 years, 4 years maybe. And Simon obviously is one of a select few people whose arrival really was in full public view. You know, he was producing commentary, and he had things to say, and he had something of a profile when he sort of came over and came to fully understand the issues, for want of another way of putting it. But he was only really sort of, I suppose, fully aware of it all for 2.5 years. And that's testament to him for two reasons. I mean, he would have been 57 at the time. And it's, you know, there's a lot of sort of studies that would tell you that people don't really change their minds radically late in life that easily. So that's credit to him in one sense, but a bigger credit to him is actually the work he produced in those 2.5 years. You know, I evangelize about his work on a certain set of protocols for one thing, you know, his undertakings with the publishing of and basically the revival of long past books that are of great interest to our cause and furthering our understanding was something. It wasn't just enjoyable, his work, but it was actually unique. You know, this is a bit of a void there to be filled, but he was doing things that nobody else was really doing. I mean, and the other sort of great regret, I think, which I've said so many times, and I'm sure everybody would sort of, everyone would be saying sadly, because I don't think he was back in the UK probably since he really came to, sort of came over, so to speak, is none of us really got to meet him. And we would have got to meet him at the Patriotic Alternative Conference, which would have been fantastic. But he would have been better company than anybody you could imagine, I think, with the life he led, his background in music and all the stories he could tell and the gravitas that he'd got. He must have been amazing company. And it just compounds the sadness of his loss that, you know, speaking personally, you know, I didn't get to meet him because I would have loved to have talked to him, you know.
Yeah, I found out the news at 2:30 in the morning after falling asleep early. And I was just there crying in my bed, looking at my phone. He combined scholarship, the ability to forge bonds with allies, and this indomitable spirit. He was always the one in the group chats encouraging us on, telling us not to be soft. And he came down the same route as me, from the anti-Sharia stuff to an interest in fascism. He on the phalangist side of things and me more on the Mosley side of things. And I'll continue to listen and to re-listen to the treasure trove of knowledge he left for us. And he'll be sorely missed. And as Tola says, I'm disappointed I never got to meet him. I think everyone was saying that on the stream last night. Well, we always have this idea that these new friends we've made on the internet, that we'll meet them one day. And it's a shame we didn't.
Yeah, it's really interesting, the sort of the routes that people take in coming towards the truth that we all eventually arrive at on the issues that matter. And I was never all that familiar with Simon's work until very recently. And I think, you know, he's been a gateway for a lot of people to find their way here. And I know for a lot of people, he was one of the major stepping stones. Whereas I only became aware of him after he was in our circles. And I would have loved to have met him at the Patriotic Alternative Conference, and it was a great shame that he wasn't able to attend that and that we weren't able to see him there. But I know from my interactions with others that he's had a great impact on their own lives and their own understanding of the state of the world and where we're going. And you know, he'll always be remembered for his work and you know, for him as a person, for how good a person he was.
It seems strange having you three here and it not all being banter and sort of fun and games. I always enjoy any interactions I have with you three, both online and also in real life, because you guys have a really interesting chemistry with one another. And I could only describe it as brotherly. You're like three mischievous brothers who constantly bicker and mock and rile each other, but are always there for each other, just as brothers would be. And it seems very odd tonight having you here and that atmosphere not being present. But I think that just shows what an effect Simon had on all three of you and how much respect all three of you have for Simon, for it to rock you to this degree.
Well, it's that word again, isn't it? One that Jason uses all the time, brothers. That's what we know we have to be in this movement, and the things we go through together, that's what it ends up being. Yeah.
Well, Is there anything you'd like to say to the lads, Jason, while they're here?
Naturally, I want to say thank you for the three of you coming on. And I was just thinking the exact same thing that Mark did mention, and that was that normally, you know, we have a bit of a party wherever the three of you guys are. Did you come together? It's a group purchase when you go to these guys. And I think that what I would like to see, and thank you so much for all of your words. What I would like to see is when you guys do your next show, your next podcast, mention Simon, let it be a celebration, all happy words about him and a celebration of his life. Because I think at this point, that's what we need to do. And we need to remember him as a song, and literally his music as a song in our hearts. And I know that the three of you will be able to pull that off better than anybody else in the White Positive sphere. He is indeed a brother. You all are our brothers. And thank you so much for coming on.
We did, in fact, have a small segment on the end of our last podcast, which we added as an addendum just before we released. That Tola spoke about the impact that Simon Harris has had on all of us and our journey here. So that's worth listening to.
I'll tell you what, we could use one of his songs as the closing track to this week's show. I think that could be quite appropriate. He was a bit of an artist himself.
Yeah, we all seen the photo of him with his red Stratocaster back in the day. That was marvelous. Yeah.
Yeah, I very much enjoyed that.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say this, you know, one thing I'll say in, you know, parting words really is, as I said, 60's no age today, but by God, Simon, you know, I didn't talk to him loads. I just know this from the things he talked about in his videos with his past. And he taught me a lot about, you know, the history of where he's from up in the East Midlands and in things he just said in passing. He, in the 60 years he had, he crammed an awful lot in, more than most of us would do in 120. You know, he led a fantastic life. It's why he would have, you know, he must have been such fantastic company, you know, with all the things he'd sort of seen and done and all the things he knew about. Just one of our very best. And he'd be an example to all of us in most ways, you know. It's a terrible loss.
It is indeed a terrible loss. Well, thank you, guys. If you've got anything else to add, add it now. Otherwise, we have one more guest waiting.
Nothing to add, really. All the best wishes to his family. And, yeah, see you in Valhalla, mate.
And thanks for having us on, Mark, and allowing us to speak about him.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, honestly. Thank you, all three of you, for coming on. And, you know, I know that Simon meant a lot to you all, and thank you for coming off your recording to join tonight. It does mean an awful lot. Thank you.
See ya.
Bye. Well, we have one more person waiting tonight to join the show. We have Adam Somerset. Adam requested to join. I sent out a message asking anyone who wished to join to send me a message on Telegram, and Adam did. Adam, please, you have a YouTube channel. Please give your thoughts on Simon.
Hi, Mark. Thank you for calling me on. I just wanted to say I began listening to Simon in the middle of 2017. Been listening to him for a long time. When you put up the offer of a ticket for the conference where Simon spoke, his name was the one that sealed the deal. I just think he had a great intellect allied to a wonderful working class sensibility. And what made him a bit different, I think, to most other YouTubers is that there would never be too much what some people have crassly termed misery porn with him. He always tried to keep it upbeat and sensible and use his humour even when tackling some really tough subjects. So, and he could just hold a stream all by himself for an hour, and that's quite an impressive thing to do. And I will remember him for that. Some of his streams, not the most recent ones, but maybe going back a bit, he did quite a few by himself, an hour long. And I just had a warm, down-to-earth voice and was a surrogate father to a lot of people. I just had to get on and say that. So thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you very much for coming on tonight and giving your thoughts and reflections on Simon. It's lovely to have you on, and it is, and your words are greatly appreciated. Is there anything you'd like to add before you leave?
Yeah, just my condolences to Simon's family. You'll never be forgotten. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, my friend. Right, well, that leaves us just with myself and Jason. We do have some super chats, and we do have one comment that has been left on Entropy. If anyone else would like to leave any condolences or comments on Entropy to be read out, the link is in the chat now. I'll read those shortly. I have sent the link out to other people, so there is still time for people to join. We still have half an hour of the show left. Jason, before we read out the super chats, is there anything you would like to say to reflect on what's been said tonight?
My gosh, yes. I mean, what a magnificent person this Simon Harris must have been. I mean, geez, how many people are moved the way they have been moved? What a testimony it is to the boy, both the man and the destination in the white positive sphere. Folks, you know you're in the right place when somebody who is this loved, this cared about, people had, in some cases, glancing contact with the great Simon Harris, and yet they felt this immediate bond, this immediate bonhomie with this man. And we learned over the course of the show so far tonight, for over an hour and a half, that Simon was a great many things to a great many people. He was the selling aspect for some to come to conferences. He was a teacher. He was a friend, a brother, a father, an arbiter. When there were difficulties and arguments and static, he was certainly an artist and a musician, a singer as well, a hero, a leader. He was a defender of the vulnerable. He was a pursuer of truth. He was even a bucket list destination for, it seems, hundreds of people. They all thought, I'm going to see Simon. At some point, and we talked, one of the folks tonight who called in, said, absolutely, make sure you go and see the ones you care about. Make sure you throw your arms around those you love. Make sure that we remember at all times. And Mark gave a very sage admonition earlier, and that is that you might get into a little spat with somebody. You might have a little bit of a different view on, or a little nuanced take on, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And when it's something we have no power over, how silly is that? To get into the mud and sling the mud at each other and send some little spiteful message. Thank God in heaven. Thank God in heaven. My last messages with that dear man were all loving and pleasant and brotherly. And absolutely the last conversations that Mr. George and I had with Simon could not have more exemplified the sort of brotherhood that he brought and that we endeavor to exhibit here in the white positive sphere now. And we need only continue to live his memory, to live the kind of man that he was in the white positive sphere. What brought him here? You know, it is the charge brings the electricity to the pole that draws it. And the kind of man that Simon was defines the kind of pole that we have created here in the white positive sphere. He would not have arrived here had he been a different kind of man. And indeed, we see that those who are the antithesis of great men like Simon Harris, they are indeed shoved away from this, not by our doing, but because they know they don't fit. Those who are not friends, are not brothers, who mean harm, who are not going to be intellectually honest, they want nothing to do with us. And that is a great thing. And we wish them better days in their lives and to come to a better place. But for all of those who are like Simon and those who aspire to exemplify the traits that he has been recognized here tonight in this stream and in more than a dozen other streams, I'm sure that his wife and daughter, I'm sure, are watching, and they are astonished at the outpouring of love and care for this man, at the ability of their father and husband to reach into the hearts and find a place in so many people, not just in his hometown, but in Western civilization. From one pole to another, all around the world, as we talk about the great white roses blooming everywhere today, and a lot of meaning there I won't quite share at the moment. But Ladies and gentlemen, I could not have more love and more joy right now for the wonderful effect that Simon Harris has had on this world. How many of us can say the same? I know I will say this before I pass it back to Mark and get to these comments, wonderful comments and questions that we have, that I will reiterate, I'm going to live the rest of my days endeavoring to create a world where a world that he wanted for his daughter, a world that we want for all of our sons and daughters. And I know that Mark, Jared George, and many of the folks who came on here tonight, Laura Towler, wonderful people, that they will continue to do the same. So it will be in his memory at all times with us in our biosphere. Once again, a part of who and what we are, that we will march forward for Western kind and the recapture of our destiny. God bless him. God bless his family. I condole with them, but it's time to, you know, Simon would drop a truth bomb about right now and a smile and then head off to the kitchen to prepare another lovely meal. So I think we should have the same sentiment. Mark, I throw it back to you. What do we have on hand here in questions and comments?
Okay, we've had some super chats. Thank you to everyone who donated generously, and you can still donate to Simon's GoFundMe. The link is in the description. Eric Drave gave £10. Simon's The Protocol series was one of the best on the subject out there. Sadly, YouTube has taken down vital episodes. Would you re-upload its entirety to BitChute? RIP Simon. Thank you, Eric, for the chat. Simon's series on things like the protocols was, of course, very, very approachable, very easy to get into and understand, and very, very important work. I really do hope that Shazia or Horus or anyone who might be in touch with his family could get hold of the files on his computer and potentially upload everything to BitChute or to another site where it could all be archived, so there is a lasting sort of library of Simon's work. I mean, we all put so much time and effort into all of this. And I remember some time ago, I thought to myself, I've done loads of appearances on other shows now, and I'd like to have them in all in one place. And so many of them get removed from YouTube. I find it difficult to find them ever again. And that's really sad. And Simon's work was so, so important and so approachable. I really hope that his wife would potentially allow someone in the movement access to his hard drive so that we could have those files and we could preserve them for future generations, because the work is very important. Jez gave $10. Thank you very much. He said, one of those people where I genuinely felt quite wretched on the day I heard he died. I was red pilled before I heard of Simon. I discovered his channel as he was still talking to Brian of Zion, but it was great to see him taking the red pill journey and watching his clips about Catalonia. Thank you, Jez. Supernova 808 gave £5. Hail to fallen heroes. Let's all keep up his good work. Thank you, Supernova. Altfit gave £100. Hey, Mark, good to see you streaming again. Shazia, been a while since I've seen you on Gab. I'm Brother Freedom. Good to see you. Please share this between both of you. Cheers. Thank you, Altfit. Corrie 1995 gave £100. Hey, Mark, don't you die on us too. The enemy can't love their people like we do. Stay strong. Thank you very much. Thank you to both of those very, very generous super chats. They'll be put to good use. Altfit, thank you very much. Another £10. Mark, I'd hate to think that the end of our journey is only defined by our death. That's the cause of the end, but we should celebrate our accomplishments and drive forward the idea that we should aim to do something positive our people will remember for a long time ahead. Well, I think Simon did do that. Damien gave £20. Thank you very much. Donation to PA is the great work must continue. Rest in peace, Simon. Great tribute. Thank you very much. John McDermott gave $5 and said, God's grace on you, Simon Harris. Thank you so much, John. Very much appreciated. And we do, if you want to leave a comment for Simon, I'm putting the entropy link in there now, and I'm going to read the comments. Albion Forever said, I remember getting red-pilled on the JQ around the same time as Simon. I'll never forget the brilliant and hilarious red pills he was dropping on Twitter at the time. Rest in peace. Yeah, Simon had that really great, I don't know if you want to add anything to this, Jason, but Simon had a way of talking about topics that were very hard to discuss, but doing so in a very amusing and lighthearted way.
He really did. And I think it was a combination of the fact that he was an intellectual and also an artist. And he wasn't in the least bit gauche. He was a tactful gentleman. And that's probably is what enabled him to drop his truth bombs at those dinner parties and get away with it. We can all learn a lot from him and how he was able to handle those moments. It would behoove and be worthwhile, folks, when they go back and they watch his material, to keep an eye on exactly how he juggled some of these topics that are heretical today and people get upset when they hear, because he did a glorious job. And it's a wonderful thing that he did have the time with his daughter to reach out to her and communicate some of that. I'm sure that she is going to be a much healthier, happier and person and be much safer as a consequence of his teachings, even though it was much shorter than we all would have liked it to have been.
Thank you. T.E. Wilmot said, short term, let's ensure that the movement is a home for many more like Simon. Long term, let's keep pushing for a world he would have loved. That's very, very poignant. Mm-hmm. Popcorn Power said, I never followed Simon Harris while he was alive. Has anyone who followed him compiled a best of list of his best clips and subject matters? I haven't heard of anyone doing that, but that would be a lovely thing to do, and I'd very much like to see that.
Mm-hmm.
T.E. Wilmot said, oh, you've already read that one, sorry. Aunt Sally said, if I learned one new thing from Simon's sudden departure, it's that I'm reminded not to take our people for granted, especially my favourite content creators. I have a lump in my throat for Simon. I think we all do.
Mm.
And you've done some fantastic work, and it's always a pleasure to see you at events in person. It's a shame that Simon couldn't be there to meet you, because you are a very, very lovely woman, and it's always wonderful to be in your company. Red Pill Bulgaria version 2.0 said, Simon could have a peaceful and quiet life in the best city in the world. Instead, he chose the challenging and bumpy road of truth searching, and because of his work, he'll live forever and never be forgotten. I agree. He could have. He could have had a wonderful, quiet life in Barcelona, but instead he chose the difficult path, but that's what he'll live on in our heart. Red Bull Bulgaria said something else. So thank you, Simon. Thank you very much. Links in the Shadow said, Simon was a true patriarch with love for his family, friends, and people. People keep voting up the questions, causing them to move. I'm going to answer all the questions. Please don't vote on them, because they keep shifting, so I can't read them. Links in the Shadow said, I'll attempt to read again, Simon was a true patriarch with love for his family, friends, and people. My heart goes out to his family. Rest in peace. Thank you. That's from one of our moderators. He was a wonderful patriarch, and he was a great family man. Volkish Warrior said, Simon was a great singer and guitarist. He was a top lad, like both of you. Thank you very much. Simon was a top lad, and as I said earlier, it's important to remember him for other things, as well as political life. And Richard Wagner asked about the cause of his untimely demise, and we believe it to be, unfortunately, coronavirus. That is what he said. Now, I know we're coming to the end of the stream. We still have time if anyone wants to join us or leave a question. But I want to remind you at this point that we are live again tomorrow night with the wonderful Chris from Patriotic Talk. He's doing a quiz. It is myself and Laura against the lads from TASOB. Now, Chris is a very, very important part of this movement. He was on the show earlier tonight. He gave his thoughts on Simon. So I hope you will all join me live tomorrow night with Chris from Patriotic Talk. Chris is also somebody who hasn't been on PWI. It's just actually thought tonight that it was Chris's first time, like it has been for several others, on PWR tonight. But I think it's only right that at some point Chris and his team, who do the excellent Patriotic Talks, Chris, Natty, Madfraz, and Charlie, join us on a special show dedicated to their work for the movement, because their tireless work and their excellent marshalling of the troops is something that we shouldn't ever forget. But we will be doing another tribute to Simon tomorrow night on Chris's show, which is going to serve as another fundraiser. So please make sure you have Chris and Patriotic Talk subbed over on DLive. Do not forget that. He is a fantastic guy. We have one guy here, another person who's joined us, a guy called Anne Famar. He wants to give his thoughts on Simon, so I'm adding him to the stream now. Hello, my friend. If you'd like to introduce yourself and give a few thoughts.
Hi there. I'm not sure, can you hear me yet on the stream? Or you can hear me at the moment? Yeah, hi. I'm from Ireland, and I'm one of a few different Irish YouTubers who had some interactions with Simon over the last few months. You're probably all familiar with Keith Woods and Gerald Murphy. And they had a stream with Simon back in February, I think it was, in regards to the Irish general election and sort of discussing the state of Ireland, you know. Now, I was actually invited on that stream by Simon, and unfortunately, I couldn't partake in it, you know. I had some issues I had to deal with at home. But I just remember the sort of humility of Simon when he was in touch with me. He was very, very sort of humble. And his words to me were like, you know, it's very important to sort out your own personal relationships. Don't worry about me. We'll be fine. But I hope to have you on again. And I just remembered those remarks from him. You know, he was so concerned about, you know, that it was more important for me to look after my own sort of personal relationships with family and so on. And that even something like a stream, which is also important, that could wait. And the most important thing was family and relationships and making sure those were sorted initially. And then after that, you know, hopefully down the line, could get onto a stream. Now, unfortunately, it didn't happen for me. And that's a shame. But, you know, I'll always remember the interactions I had with him at the time, because they gave me an insight into the kind of man he was. And I'm just very glad I had those moments with him, because it's something to treasure now, and something I'll remember, you know. And also the fact that we have his resources, we have his archive material to refer to. And you know, I feel sort of privileged that we had that time, that brief sort of time together, discussing Ireland's situation and discussing how we could both contribute to helping the cause of nationalism in our countries in the future. And I've got a immense kind of respect and appreciation for Simon, and I hope that all of us can do him proud in the future and create a better future, a better society for our countries going forward.
Thank you for your thoughts. If there's anything you'd like to add, please say so now, or we will continue reading out the messages that have been sent through Entropy.
Oh, sorry. No, that was all I wanted to say. It was literally just those few thoughts, few words in regards to Simon. So I'll leave it at that. But just wanted to say thanks very much to both of you for the show. It's really appreciated. You know, it's incredible work that you both do, and Jared and everyone else in relation to the show. And I think it's down to us now to kind of keep the flame alive, you know, and keep up our efforts and make sure that all of Simon's hard work doesn't go to waste, you know.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I'll carry on with the super chats, and I'm sure your sentiments are echoed by everyone in the live chat, everyone watching the show, and by everyone who's been on. Thank you so much for sending me that message. It's great to have you on.
Thank you.
Okay. We have another super chat. This is from Stephen Malcolm for £14. He says, a really nice guy, accomplished musician, and very likable. Thank you very much. And Richard Wagner added, rest in peace, Mr. Harris. You were an exemplary gentleman. The Entropy is still open. All chats tonight, whether they be paid or otherwise, that are a tribute to Simon will be read out. We have a few minutes left. Jason, anything else that you would like to add at this juncture? You've been a little quieter tonight, but if you do want to add anything else, please do so now.
Of course, brother. I was just thinking, as I was listening to everybody share their wonderful sentiments, about this great man, Simon Harris, that there are several levels here of grief, of awareness, of fear that I'm seeing. First of all, I think we feel the grief for his daughter because she had so little time to make memories with her father. That's the thing that I can't really, hard for me to talk about. I start choking. But his daughter and his wife, his other relatives, I don't know about siblings or anything of this nature. He probably had neighbors that cared as much about him as we do. So we feel, I think, first, this sadness, this grief for these people. And as I say, preeminently his daughter. And then I think we feel grief for Simon himself, because obviously if he had the druthers, he would have kept on serving White Wellbeing for a great many more years. As I said, I think last night, he was still in his prime, as far as I am concerned, still producing magnificent work and otherwise a great northern star for all of us to follow. So we feel a grief for Simon himself. We feel a loss when now that Simon has gone, we feel a great loss to service to White Wellbeing, that this individual so accomplished, so adroit, so able to speak to the hearts of so many and reach in and touch them in a way that is, we try to teach and we try to convey here, but we're against this headwind of it being that we are actually coming from a place of love. That I talked, in fact, at the speech I gave in the UK at the conference, I said, what does an advocate for White Wellbeing look like? Well, he looks like all of us. Simon got that 100% right. He couldn't have been more perfectly looking like a regular, clear-thinking, rational, law-abiding, country and people-loving individual than anybody could have been. He was exemplified that. He was exactly what we need to look like to be an advocate for White Wellbeing. So it's a great loss to the service of White Wellbeing. It is a loss of this man we see as well, and we feel this great grief, this loss as an individual that we cared about. And then I think the final layer that we're all experiencing, whether articulating in part or clearly at all, is the reflections on our own existence. And we look at somebody like Simon and we see how much he was doing. He was in the midst, he was like a freight train and steam driven with the belches of great white smoke coming out from the top and the sides. And he was moving forward to that great destiny of truth and the recapture of our destiny atop the mountain, and suddenly gone. And then we ask ourselves, are we doing enough? And will our tomorrow be our last? And I think that is going to be the place that we need to focus if we want to be constructive at this point. This is the way to make Simon's memory, to honor Simon and what he did most profoundly, is to ask ourselves, are we doing enough? Does it look enough like what Simon was doing? Are we going to be snuffed out tomorrow and not be able to give another day, another breath, another effort to the care of one of our brothers and sisters, to the concern of one of our vagues out there in the world, white brothers and sisters who don't yet know about service to White Wellbeing, they don't yet know about the white positive sphere? Have we done enough? Have you done enough? Have I done enough? I think that's where we are going to honor Simon most profoundly, is in remembering him and his effort to be at full speed, putting the coal to it, as we say down home here in the South, putting the coal to it on every day, every single day, to service of White Wellbeing. And thank God he did, because he held that pace all the way up to the very end, unexpected as it was, a glorious victory nonetheless.
Thank you, my friend. We have two more comments or super chats. Mark Hooper gave £25. Thank you very much, my friend. He says, I was so disappointed not to meet Simon in person at the PA conference. It was his work that red-pilled me on the JQ, and I remember looking forward to and listening to his live streams over breakfast. He was an early riser. He was a lovely, honest guy, and he'll be sorely missed. My deepest sympathy to his family. Rest in peace, Simon. Thank you very much, Mark. An Albionic Hibernian said, Simon passed auditions for Berklee Music College, Boston, home of many virtuoso musicians such as Vai, Satriani, and Petrucci. I bet he was a phenomenal musician. Thank you very much. And we have one final surprise guest, the Iconoclast. I am so pleased you managed to make it, my friend. Please. Hi. I know it's a grim time, but it's very good that you managed to get home in time to be part of this. It's lovely to see you. And if you'd like to say a few words, that'd be very much appreciated.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry I'm late, everyone. I've literally just got home, ran up the stairs. I needed to get on this tonight. I was on the horror stream yesterday as well. But I don't think, you know, I think it's a good thing that these streams are happening and that people are showing all the respect that they had for Simon Harris, because the man deserves that respect. Everything that he did, not just in YouTube but in his life, I feel was from a huge, he was an authentic bloke. He was honest. Everything he did came through that lens of authenticity and honesty. He never had an ounce of ego about the man. He wasn't egotistical at all. He didn't throw his weight around at all. He was very, very friendly to everybody. I remember 3 years ago when he first contacted me, my channel was like a month old, 2 months old. I had about 100 subscribers or something, like very, very small. And he sent me a message on Twitter at the time, and nothing but words of encouragement. The kindest stuff that you could imagine. He watched all my stuff, and he always gave me feedback, and we got chatting, and I learned about his life. What an interesting life he led. Truly, the man lived. And I know 60 is young these days, but the man lived a life. And it's just a terrible shame that he's not with us anymore. And I think his content will speak for itself, and it'll live on. And I think people are appreciating his content more now than perhaps they did before. I know I feel a little bit guilty that I didn't appreciate his content in the way that I'm starting to right now. And the fact that the last 3 years, Simon and I didn't really speak that much. You just think that these people are going to be around forever, don't you? I just wanted to pop in tonight briefly and show my respect, because, Simon deserves that. And I'm so glad that the fundraiser that Dion launched last week reached the heights it reached, and we were able to do something for the family. I think that at least we have that, you know, at least we can feel positive about that. And hopefully Simon, wherever he is smiling at that as well. So thanks for doing this stream, Mark. I'm sorry I'm so late.
Oh, it's,
no, it's not my intention, but I had to jump on at the end here.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Dan. And I think that's a fitting end to what has been a very, very moving night of tributes. Is there anything you'd like to add before we close the stream?
No, not more than I've already done, mate. I think Simon, what a guy he was, and he's already extremely missed. We will miss him, and we won't forget about him. And I think you can look at Simon and the way he lived his life and take inspiration from that. Authentic, honest, and raw. Always looking for the real, the truth behind everything. And that's what we should all strive for, I think.
Thank you, my friend. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
I just want to add something to what Dan said there. There's an old saying that it's better to live a day as a lion than an entire life as a sheep. But I think Dan summed it up perfectly when he said, Simon bested that, because he didn't just live for a day as a lion. Simon led his whole life like a lion, and he was an inspiration to us all. Thank you to everyone who's appeared. I'd just like to say, before we wrap up, please, please do not forget that we have a quiz tomorrow night being hosted by the great Chris, who runs Patriotic Talks. That is a mainstay of our community. And myself and Laura will be taking on the guys from TASOB. Please support that. And also, please support the excellent Dangerfield. I streamed with him earlier today, and I will be with him on Saturday for our stream that is delayed or has been delayed by a week on Mad Max. Jason, any quick final thoughts before we sum up what has been an emotional, but at the same time, it's been emotional and moving, but it's also been in a way uplifting. And I know that sounds like a contradiction, but seeing this community come together in a positive way to remember a man that we all loved so much and who meant so much to us is really heartwarming. And I'm sure that somewhere out there, Simon is looking down on this and it fills his heart with joy to see just how much he meant to us all. Do you have any final words, my friend, or do you want to plug Tap before we close things up?
I'll just say you took the words right out of my mouth. His last act was as glorious as his entire life, and that was to bring the community together in love as a great demonstration to all of the world that that is what we are motivated by. So I salute Simon Harris. Going to have a brief going free in just about 5 minutes. And on Saturday, the postponed official launch of Prometheus Rising will take place at 6 p.m. That's this coming 30th Saturday. And we're going to be playing one of Simon's songs over the course of that show and some more of his words. So make sure you're there. It's going to be a celebration. And Simon is even going to be attending in spirit. Thank you all so much. God bless you. And God bless Simon Harris.
Well, thank you so much, Jason. That just leaves me to say thank you to everyone who appeared on the show tonight, all valued members of this community. Thank you to everyone who made generous super chats. And thank you to everybody who left a comment through Entropy that we read out. But as always, thank you so much to all of the people in the live chat and everyone who was here tonight for this tribute. You are what makes this community what it is, and I love you all. Simon, love you all. This has been a sad and moving yet heartwarming experience, and that just leaves me to say, stay safe, everyone, and rest in peace, our dear, dear friend, Simon Harris. You will be missed by us all. You were loved by us all. But you will be forgotten by no one. Thank you so much.